So you know how lithium-ion batteries rely on cobalt and other difficult-to-acquire minerals that come from, you know, conflict zones, as they're called, or, you know, very places that are difficult to keep stable? Well, on top of that, lithium-ion batteries, which that's been the technology that's been used in most vehicles, you know, EVs, the technology really sucks for EVs because these batteries sort of spontaneously combust when they're just slightly damaged. So while lithium ion may be great for a home battery storage system or like a home UPS or, you know, like a solar generator storage at home, you put it in a moving vehicle and suddenly it's not that safe. Fire risk is quite extreme. In addition, lithium ion is very slow to recharge. As you know, if you have an EV, you probably spent hours at a charging station, at least at one time or another, waiting for the charge to happen. And I don't know why anybody would even buy an EV right now, given how slow the charging is. But on top of that, lithium ion suffers from another problem, which is that it doesn't handle very many cycles, you know, charge-discharge cycles. So typically, lithium ion batteries can handle maybe 3,500 or 4,000 cycles, which, depending on your use, that may be plenty. If you're only using it as a backup UPS, you know, that's a lifetime of use. But if you're using it daily to store, let's say, solar energy and then discharge that because you're trying to time shift solar power, well, then, you know, those 3,500 cycles start to add up pretty quickly. That's like 10 years, a little bit less. So lithium ion has many limitations. And lithium ion prices have been collapsing over the last, let's say, 9 months or so because the public is pushing back against EVs. And people just don't want to buy them. So despite all the government subsidies and the government's forcing everybody, like, we're going to outlaw combustion engines, you should all drive electric cars. Well, people realize the electric cars suck and the Ford pickup Lightning sucks because you can't tow anything with it. You try to tow and you don't get to go very far. Like, you're 20 miles down the road with your camping trailer. You're like, batteries just hit zero. I guess we're camping on the side of the highway. Yeah, the family will love that one. So lithium ion, not great for vehicles, but there's something that's just emerging right now that actually is great for vehicles, and it's called sodium ion. Sodium ion batteries, or SIBs, SIBs, you could say. This is going to revolutionize EVs and also probably eventually like home power storage systems to time shift solar generation or wind generation or backup generator power. So sodium ion batteries, as you may suspect, don't use lithium, but they use sodium. And they use a lot of unique chemistry, but importantly, this chemistry does not rely on cobalt. So you don't need cobalt mining, you don't need cobalt materials. In the sodium ion batteries, even a lot of the internal connectors, such as the cathodes, can be made out of aluminum instead of more exotic alloys or materials or more expensive copper. So being able to use sort of commonly available and cheap materials is a huge deal. Well, sodium ion batteries are just about to burst onto the scene. And there's one company in the USA that's currently making sodium ion batteries, and they've just really started making them. They just put out a press release 10 days ago that they're finally going online with their commercial production. Not for home use, not for solar use. They're just making them for industrial applications, basically data centers and, you know, hospitals and what have you. They're called Natron, N-A-T-R-O-N. And for those of you who know the table of elements, you know why it's called Natron, because Na is sodium. So it's really sodium-tron, if you think about it. But, you know, regardless, only nerds and geeky people like me understand that that's why their name, that's why it starts with Na. Anyway, sodium. But for everybody else, it's like, oh, okay, whatever. The thing about Natron that's fascinating to me, and by the way, China is way in the lead in this sector, and there's a Chinese company called CATL, I believe, and CATL is a large-scale battery manufacturer for electric vehicles. And earlier this year, they broke ground on a massive multi-billion-dollar factory to churn out masses of these sodium-ion batteries for the world, for EVs and other uses as well. Now, what's so good about sodium-ion batteries, aside from the things I just mentioned, which is that it doesn't use lithium, doesn't use cobalt, doesn't use all these rare metals and conflict zone materials and so on. But even better, it's not combustible. If you physically puncture a sodium-ion battery cell, it doesn't burst into flame like lithium-ion batteries do. And you've seen videos of like Tesla cars like just melting down in a giant fireball on the highway and the fire department, you know, complaining, we can't even put it out. The water doesn't do anything, because it doesn't. You can't put out a lithium-ion battery fire by spraying it with water. It doesn't touch it. So, you know, firefighters have to use all these special chemicals and techniques to deal with these EV battery fires. Well, with sodium-ion batteries, you don't have that risk. And if it leaks out, it's just like salt and some other materials in there. But what I found to be really interesting about this is that a cathode material that's used in these sodium-ion batteries is something that you've heard me talk about before in a completely different context. And let me remind you, have you heard of the substance called Prussian blue? Heard of Prussian blue? So Prussian blue is known as a paint pigment. It's very, very blue. It's like extreme saturation blue, like sky blue, water blue. It's a beautiful blue. And it's been used by painters, you know, for, well, over 100 years, I believe. Well, when I was doing research years ago on a patent that was awarded by the U.S. Patent Office for an invention called cesium eliminator, I was looking for substances that would absorb cesium in the digestive tract that could protect people from a cesium-contaminated fallout following a nuclear war. And wow, that seems really relevant right now too, doesn't it? So we use non-radioactive cesium isotopes in the lab and built a human digestion simulator. And then I tested hundreds of substances for their ability to bind with and adsorb or absorb cesium elements, and then in essence ferret them out of the body through the digestive tract. And in doing the research for that patent, it turns out that the only, quote, drug approved by the FDA for the removal of cesium-137 from the body is none other than Prussian blue. And so I purchased a bottle. I don't even know what that is. I'm looking around. A bottle of Prussian blue, which you can buy at a paint store, by the way. And I'm not suggesting that you ingest this, by the way. But Prussian blue is used in certain forms, you know, under medical supervision, following high radiation exposure and so on. It is used as an FDA-approved radiation detox treatment. Now, from that understanding, you may realize that, wow, Prussian blue has some really special properties. And sure enough, we confirmed it in our laboratory testing that Prussian blue removes cesium-137. With like crazy high efficiency. I found that fascinating. And there are some other substances that do as well. And one of them, by the way, is zeolites. And it's fascinating to me now to look at this battery technology these sodium ion batteries are based on Prussian blue. If you go to Natron Energy, they have a battery pack for critical power applications from 48 volts to 480 volts, made with Natron's revolutionary chemistry, the Blue Pack critical power battery uses breakthrough sodium ion cells based on Prussian blue electrodes. Wow, you didn't know that this same substance can be, paint. It can be a radiation detox treatment by the FDA, and it makes kick-ass batteries. at least it allows the sodium ion chemistry of these batteries. So because of the Prussian blue electrodes, which are increasingly manufactured around the world, there's a company out of Germany called Litona, L-I-T-O-N-A, Litona, that uses a variation that they call Prussian white as a cathode material. And they brag about how this guarantees stable voltage plateau that delivers the same voltage regardless of the state of charge of the battery. But Natron Energy talks about how this battery can be fully recharged in 15 minutes or less. And it has over 50,000 deep discharge cycles. So unlike lithium ion that has about 3,500 or maybe 4,000 cycles, this sodium ion Prussian blue combo can be used 50,000 times, right? So for most applications, that's a human lifetime without losing any, you know, recharge or discharge capacities. The round trip efficiency of charge discharge is greater than 97%, which is almost unheard of in the green energy industry. Most technologies are like 80% or 85%, something like that. This is 97%. And again, it can't catch on fire. It's very stable across a wide range of thermal conditions, including relatively extreme cold temperatures where lithium ion absolutely sucks. But sodium ion is very good. And guess what makes these batteries able to charge so quickly? Internally, they have a structure that's based on zeolite structure. Because zeolites have a massive surface area, a very large lattice of what are essentially aluminosilicates, by the way. So aluminum and silicon elements in specific configurations. This is why, by the way, I typically tell people I do not recommend that you consume zeolites because they contain a lot of aluminum. Some people use zeolites as a detox substance. Personally, I don't recommend that except for extreme situations such as radiation exposure. In the case of radiation exposure, zeolites are highly effective, and the aluminum exposure risk is so low compared to the radiation toxicity that it's worth it to, you know, suck down the aluminum. But as a daily supplement, I would not take zeolites, just to be clear. But isn't it fascinating here that this revolutionary technology for fast charging batteries, safe chemistry, that's going to revolutionize the electric vehicle industry is based on Prussian blue and sodium ions and zeolite technology. And then the same tech, zeolites plus Prussian blue, can also detox the human body from cesium-137 isotopes following a nuclear event. Wow. Wow. I bet you don't hear that anywhere else today. Who can connect the dots with art, green energy, and fallout detox? Well, boom, you got it right here on Brighteon Broadcast News today. Nowhere else. In addition, by the way, this sodium ion battery chemistry, it doesn't explode if it overheats, if it overcharges, if it short circuits, or even if you physically penetrate it, you know, severely damage it, it's still fine. So, wow. But there's something else here that's a big deal, and that's cost. And I want you to think about the implications of this, because if you listen to my podcast, you know, you're a big picture thinker like I am, and we consider the long-term ramifications of all this stuff. The cost efficiency of sodium ion batteries is a breakthrough. So let me put it this way. The average U.S. household, it's said, uses about 30 kilowatt hours of power per day. So if you take, now that number, I don't know if it's perfectly accurate, but whatever, let's just work with that. So 30 kilowatt hours, and let's say that you want to have a battery storage system that runs your house for a whole day. So you're going to need 30 kilowatt hours of storage, right? Now, flow battery technology, which uses vanadium dissolved in hydrochloric acid and nitric acid, or sometimes there are iron redox solutions and some other approaches. But anyway, mostly it's vanadium. Flow batteries, they cost anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 per kilowatt hour installed. So if you need 30 kilowatt hours of power for your home as a battery backup, that's going to cost you $30,000 to $60,000. Most people are not going to spend that kind of money, so they're going to look for something a lot cheaper. Now, lithium ion is significantly cheaper than that, and lithium ion is also getting a whole lot cheaper because of, well, falling prices. Like I mentioned earlier, people are rejecting EVs. So there's a glut, an oversupply of lithium ion batteries in the supply chain. And as a result, right now, in terms of raw cells, lithium ion cells can be purchased right now for about $200 per kilowatt hour, if not even less. So if we take the 30 kilowatt hours that you need times $200, that's about $6,000 worth of lithium ion batteries that can back up your house power for a day. That's pretty cool. And there are solutions out there that are in sort of that price range that are considered to be whole house, you know, backup UPS solutions. And they're going to get even less expensive. But sodium ion is expected to be about roughly half the cost of lithium ion once it goes into large scale production. So instead of $6,000, now to have a battery backup system that runs your entire house for a full day, it may only cost around $3,000. Now that's the cost of just the raw cells. It doesn't include the cost of transfer switches or inverters, charge controllers, or the electrician that has to come in and rewire everything, which that's a significant cost. And they have to bring in expensive copper and things like that. So yeah, you could still spend, you know, a few thousand dollars on those things. But as we get to the mass production of sodium ion batteries, it enables a homeowner to, instead of having solar panels on the roof that are grid tie solar, that tie into the grid and that don't work when the grid goes down, instead of that, you can tie solar panels into a sodium ion battery, kind of like a large battery. You could even get like a 100 kilowatt hour battery, which is still pretty small in that realm. And that might only cost you like $10,000 or even less coming up soon, you know, within the next year, let's say. And then you can have your solar feed into that battery, and you can have your house draw current directly off that battery all the time. And then if the grid goes down, you can still use your solar and you can still use your battery. And that gives you enough juice for 3 days, even if the grid is off. See what I mean? Now it's becoming very affordable to go off grid. And then all you have to do is tie in a relatively small generator to cover emergencies or like cloud cover or rain, or if you don't have good solar production or whatever, you can run a generator and feed power into your sodium ion batteries. Even a small generator, something like a generator that only produces 3 kilowatts, for example. And that's considered small. Or you can get a little bit bigger diesel generator that'll do like 9 or 10 kilowatts. And so you run that generator for 10 hours and you've charged your 100 kilowatt hours of your sodium ion batteries, and that'll run your house for 3 days. You see what I mean? Even if you have no other power sources, and then you can store diesel on site as a backup. So suddenly battery storage becoming very commercially affordable, you know, price-wise, plus now safe without the fire hazard. Suddenly this changes everything. Suddenly solar makes a lot more sense because you can time shift it into the evening. Suddenly wind makes more sense. You can gather the power from the wind while the wind is blowing, and you don't have to worry when it's not blowing. And then suddenly going off grid makes a lot more financial sense, where you could just cut the cord with the power company and just run off solar, wind, and backup generators if you want. You know, plus your hamster with a little generator wheel in the living room. You know, keep the hamster running too. You can always use an extra 5 watts, right? But the point is that this technology, sodium ion batteries, which are ramping up big time, are going to revolutionize the ability for people to go off grid. I'm going to do this myself, by the way. And this is one of the reasons I know about this, is because I've been researching and keeping up on this technology. And you may recall that I recently installed a diesel generator. I want to thank the master electricians who listened to the show and who responded to my request for assistance. And because there was this Anderson connector adapter that was wired incorrectly from the generator manufacturer. And, you know, I noticed it and I reconfigured it, but I wanted to make sure that was cool. And so I had several people answer here and help me out via email. Thank you very much. I'm happy to report that it worked, that I ran the full generator test and everything is wired correctly and everything's good. Worked flawlessly, in fact. So I'm glad I have a handy voltmeter, you know. Always check the voltages before you throw the switch to transfer the power, right? Make sure it's connected correctly. So anyway, I'm going to be going off-grid with sodium ion batteries at some point. In terms of our data center, in terms of my ranch operation, probably, and ultimately, maybe even our warehouse and manufacturing facility, like anything I can. If I can get sodium ion batteries for like $100 per kilowatt hour of storage or even less, suddenly it's a no-brainer. Suddenly, you don't really need the grid as much, or in some cases, at all. Now, the energy density of sodium ion batteries is still nowhere near enough to make, let's say, electric tractors feasible. But for electric long-haul rigs or electric vehicles, it's actually a rather ideal solution. It's not quite as dense as lithium ion, but then again, it doesn't catch on fire in an accident. It's much safer to have on vehicles. And of course, the increase in the cycle limit, you know, instead of 4,000 cycles or whatever you get out of lithium ion, now you can do 40,000 cycles. What this means is that if you buy an electric vehicle made with sodium ion batteries, you don't have to replace that battery pack every few years, which is the most expensive thing to do in an EV. And this is why some, you know, car rental companies are selling off Teslas and other EVs for pennies on the dollar, because the battery packs are shot. And you got to spend $25,000-$30,000 on a new battery pack. That's a stupid idea. Why would you buy a car for like, let's say $80,000, knowing that in 5 or 6 years you have to swap out this battery pack for another $30,000 or $35,000? It's just, that seems bonkers to me. Totally nuts. That's why I drive a diesel. But what if that changes to the point where, hey, this battery pack is going to last longer than the vehicle, right? Like, this vehicle is going to be a rust bucket before the battery pack wears out. Well, then that changes the whole economics of the situation. And what if it charges in 15 minutes instead of, you know, 4 hours? And what if it doesn't spontaneously catch on fire? Well, now we're talking. Now we have something that may be viable for EVs. Not tractors, but vehicles, yes, and definitely on-site, off-grid solutions to help you live off-grid. I don't know about you, but I don't want the power company monitoring my power usage. I don't like smart meters, right? Who wants a smart meter monitoring when you use power, how much you use, what you're using it for? And then they have the power to shut off your power, which has happened in some jurisdictions in the middle of the winter. People have their heat is automatically adjusted by the power company, or air conditioning in the summer. Oh, you're not allowed to cool your house, you know, beyond a certain level. Why? Oh, because you have this agreement with the power company. They can control your thermostat. Yes, that exists in America and in Europe. Don't forget that. I don't like any of that stuff. I'd rather manage my own energy economics on my own property. You know, I'll use the sun, I'll use the wind, I'll use a diesel generator, I'll use batteries, and then I'll be smart about the rest of it. If I want to spend extra energy cooling? Well, I know what it costs in terms of kilowatt hours, right? And I have to manage my own energy budget. So energy storage technology, such as the sodium ion revolution that's happening right now, that's going to make this possible. So by the way, if you want to stay up to date on this topic of sodium ion batteries, we're going to be adding another site source to censored.news. Look for it at the bottom of censored.news. We're going to be adding a news source just covering sodium ion batteries. And I think this is going to be a game changer for lots of reasons. So watch for more information about sodium ion batteries in the months ahead. I'll keep you posted, of course. I'm currently seeking out a sodium ion battery supplier who can supply us with, let's say, hundreds of kilowatt hours of units for our data centers and manufacturing and so on. So if anybody out there is listening, we are in the market and buying as soon as we find a good solution. And of course, I'd love to film that and just kind of share with all of you. If we get a solution in place, I'd love to show it to you and see how it's going and sort of how it works. This is going to be a game changer for not just, you know, a lot of the companies in this space, they love to talk about, oh, is climate friendly? This is going to solve, you know, climate change. It's all about climate. That's not my focus. My focus is decentralization. Let's go off grid. Let's put power management in the hands of individual consumers and let people move to more remote locations if they want and to be able to time shift their own solar power or wind power or other sources of power, and to do so in a way that's economical. And also with the lack of reliability of the power grid right now, we need more solutions so that people can have their own, you know, backup power solutions that are economical and safe. So I'll keep you posted as I learn more. And in the meantime, by the way, for all solutions having to do with off-grid living and decentralization, let me give you two resources that you can look into. Number one, I have my show, of course, called Decentralize TV. And you can go to the website decentralize.tv with my co-host Todd Pittner. And there you can watch all of our episodes that are very informative, by the way, about living more off-grid and in a decentralized fashion. And then I've done a lot of deals with various providers of technologies and phone tech and decentralized information tech, and also ivermectin for pets and all kinds of things. And you can find that at rangerdeals.com. And that's the website where I put together all the discount codes and deals that I've negotiated on your behalf with various suppliers of solutions. That's rangerdeals.com. And we're making some improvements to that site as well, so you can have more details about each of the providers there. And one more thing we have coming up beginning this Saturday at brightu.com, that's Brighton University, we have the Sarah Westall docuseries called Mind Control and Fifth Generation Warfare. And that begins streaming for free this Saturday. All you have to do is register with your email at brightu.com. You can watch the entire docuseries for free, or you can optionally purchase the full download with bonus items and watch it on your own schedule anytime you want. But that's not required. You can watch the entire program for free if you wish. Again, it's Mind Control and Fifth Generation Warfare. How to insulate yourself from all the psyops and the mind control and all the disinformation that's being pushed at you by the governments and the corporate media and big pharma and big tech and all that nonsense. So it's a very practical docuseries that you won't want to miss. And Sarah Westall is really fantastic. I got a lot of great feedback about her from the interview that I did with her. I think we published that last week. And people really love to hear from Sarah Westall because she's just, you know, she came out of the telecom industry. She's just very matter of fact. You know, she does a lot of research. She knows what she's talking about. She doesn't sugarcoat anything. She just lays it out there like it is. And she's got a ton of knowledge in this space. So again, that's at brightu.com. All right, here's what we have new and exciting at healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. We have new, completely reformulated stick packs of these drink mixes that are really amazing. show what's on my desk here. So the first one is the ginger plus elderberry immune support drink mix. These can be dissolved in water or other drinks. They have a good dissolving capability, by the way. And the ingredients are really clean and simple. Now, these are not certified organic, but they are laboratory tested in our lab. And I want to show you, you know, we do heavy metals testing and we do glyphosate testing and so on. But look at the simple ingredients here. Elderberry concentrate powder, elderberry juice flavoring powder, inulin, that's a natural prebiotic fiber, instant ginger concentrate powder, vitamin C that's non-GMO, and then stevia, and that's it. Okay, super simple, and it's real. No artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no garbage in here, no filler, just the simple ingredients that I mentioned there with an excellent taste that's tart. You know, it's got a nice berry flavor, and it's got the non-GMO vitamin C, and it's only sweetened with a little bit of stevia. So I think you'll enjoy that. We also have a tart cherry probiotics drink mix that you can see there on the top of your screen. And we have a collagen joint support with marine collagen, not bovine collagen. So that's available right now as well. And then here's something really exciting. We now have for the first time, nattokinase. This is an enzyme that's very potent. A lot of people have been learning about this in the post-COVID era of, you know, good health and good cardiovascular support and all of that. So check out nattokinase, which is an enzyme that's actually derived from fermented soy, but it's fermented, so it actually, it synthesizes new natural molecules and enzymes, and that's how you get nattokinase. We have that available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And then finally, we have these certified organic freeze-dried cranberries in number 10 cans. We have many other fruits and vegetables also that are certified organic, laboratory tested, long-term storage in this format. You can find all of these, including our long-term storable food, Ranger buckets, mini buckets, and mega buckets at healthrangerstore.com. We thank you for your support. Oh, don't forget about Lion's Mane. Yeah, this is relatively new, a few weeks that we've had it in the store. Lion's Mane mushroom capsules. Organic lion's mane mushroom powder. This is my favorite functional mushroom. This is what I took after nearly severing my finger. And I use lion's mane as part of my, you know, protocol to regrow nerves and tissues and blood vessels and get back the functioning of my own index finger. So that was my introduction to the power of lion's mane. But it can help support your immune function. It's got a lot of other benefits supporting normal neurological function and so on. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. We need your support in order to continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom. And not only are we working to provide you with healthy, nutritious, clean foods, but also, of course, we have brighteon.io, which is an uncensorable decentralized free speech platform, but we also have brighteon.ai, and we're about to release a new language model that's trained on truth-based, reality-based content that I just looked at our internal scoring of that model yesterday, and it scores 94 out of 100 in our testing, which asks it questions about medicine, health, history, you know, politics, genders, reality, everything. 94 out of 100. The base models from companies like Microsoft or Mistral or Meta, the base models score about 50 out of 100. And our most recent model was scoring, I think it was 79 out of 100. And now we have a model that scores 94 out of 100. So these models are all available to you for free. Let me bring up the website, brighteon.ai. You can go there. You can download these models. Just enter your email, click register. You can download the language models free of charge and use them locally without charge. And it's like, it's just open source language models that we build for you and release to the world. And it's a knowledge base because we've trained it on a tremendous amount of material on nutrition, natural health, gardening, survival skills, you know, food production, off-grid medicine, off-grid living, and so much more. And the way we build those is by investing in the infrastructure with the help of your support at healthrangerstore.com. So enjoy all of our products, enjoy the health benefits and health support that they offer, and feel good about knowing that you're helping to support us as we build the infrastructure for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Take care.